Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, it's Friday. It's a football Friday here. 560 to Joe. We're going to jump on the
What's that mean over the last 20 years?
That means that we jump on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline a lot to talk to this gentleman here from ProFootballTalk.com, Mike Florio, part of our family here on Fridays. Mike, happy football Friday. How are you?
What's going on, guys? You know, actually, 20 years almost on the nose. November 1 of this year is the 20-year anniversary of the day we went live, so it's creeping up on us.
Wow. Pretty nice little run there that made its way to the top of that mountain pretty damn well there. Nice job. Hey, Mike.
I decided long ago that I'm going to ride the horse until it either kicks me off or it dies under me or I die in the saddle.
Three options. Right.
One of them's coming.
Hey Mike, I know I've asked you this before. I'm always just the whole story of what you did. How the hell did you get the name Pro Football Talk? And the NFL didn't try to buy that from you. That still, to me, is an amazing story that they didn't at some point early on try to make a quick buy from you to get that back.
Well, you know, before I started ProFootballTalk.com, my first job in this business was writing for NFLTalk.com. And I was always concerned, and I would let the people who ran the business know that there's a very real possibility at some point the league's going to show up and say, you're infringing on our trademark here. You can't call yourself NFLTalk.com. We own the N, the F, and the L. And when it was time to pick a domain for our thing, and, you know, at the time, a lot of domain names were already taken, and I started poking around, and it's like, well, there's no way I'm going to use NFL, so I'll use Pro Football. Hey, let's try Pro Football Talk since we were with NFL Talk and got lucky. So, and that's the thing. Pro football is sufficiently generic. No one can claim any right to it. So we claim the right to it. We own the trademark. And all I need to do is make sure that I fill out the appropriate paperwork every few years so I don't blow the trademark and someone else can come swipe it from me.
You know what's amazing about the whole thing? I still remember finding out about you going on a flight with the team, getting ready to go to a game, and it was Nick Saban's coaching staff. Mm. That was reading all your stuff. And they're the ones that said, you got to have this guy on. Like, this is what coaches in the league are reading.
Wait, you telling me that Florio's the one that picked Dante Culpepper? Did you write about that first and they should take him? Is it your fault?
I'm the doctor who didn't know his ass from a bag of sand. Or whatever Saban said.
We've unsolved the mystery after 20 years. Oh, man. How about that? That's a good one.
Well, listen,
you know, it's funny. When Saban got that job, and he was kind of browbeating the local media, every little thing that was out there, every little quirk, every little goofy interaction, somebody from the local media down there would funnel it to me because they didn't like the guy. That's one of the fundamental lessons to coaches and general managers. Don't be a jerk. I almost said another word that ends with hole. Mm. But don't be a jerk to these people, because even if they don't take you on in print, they will find a way to get you. If you make their jobs difficult, if you treat them with disrespect, if you treat them with hostility, they will get you. And they went after Saban hard through me.
Mike, last night's game ended up, if you didn't watch, in 30-29, last second field goal, second chance field goal, and you're going, wow, what a game. And then you realize the Giants just gave that game away, and everybody's got different plays. They left 14 points on a drop ball in the end zone, a 58-yard run by your quarterback, and all that gets called back. boy, they just look poorly coached to me. What'd you think about last night's game?
Plenty of mistakes, and we talked earlier today on PFC Live about that Darius Slayton drop. You know, in hindsight, maybe he would have laid out to make the catch. It went off of one of his hands. In hindsight, maybe Daniel Jones takes a little bit of the mustard off of it, puts a little more air under it. I mean, he was wide open.
Right.
There was no needle to be threaded there. But that would have put the Giants up by 10 with 6 minutes and change left in the game. The holding penalty that wiped out that 58-yard touchdown run where Jones didn't trip over the 5-yard line on a Thursday night, that was a major accomplishment for him. But that went off the board. You can point at so many little things that went wrong that would have allowed the Giants to win. And then I've asked the league for the sideline view and for an explanation. The offside penalty on the field goal, the Dexter Lawrence play, he clearly goes before everyone else on the line moves. But there is an angle that they showed on the broadcast where he is moving at the same time the ball starts to move. And I've seen that before, where like an edge rusher gets a jump and the jump is so good, it's so perfectly timed, he gets flagged because the thinking is there's no way in hell he's not offside. And that's the problem. You can't be too perfect with your early jump or you do get flagged. But there's a chance Dexter Lawrence technically was not offside, that he moved just as the ball began to move and it shouldn't have been flagged. I don't know what he was doing anyway. I don't know what edge he was trying to gain. You gotta not jump right early with the game on the line. But anyway, I think the glass half full for the Giants is that they were so outclassed by Denver on Sunday, and they looked so bad in that game. They at least looked like an NFL team against Washington last night. Yeah, it's always better to win than lose. But if you're going to lose, it's better to look like an NFL team in the process of losing.
Mike, you ready for the overreaction Friday from Thursday Night Football? The Ryan Fitzpatrick era is done in Washington. Is it possible?
Well, you know, hey, Taylor Heineke was on NFL Network with Michael Irvin, and he said, I've earned the right to start for the rest of the year. I mean, that's a hell of a statement
right
for a guy who had one game and tried to give it to the right Giants with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left.
Yeah. That was, hey, listen,
impressive,
man, it's been a heck of a story. I mean, where the guy is and ended up putting up nice numbers last night. Of course, they end up getting that win after getting a couple of breaks from the Giants for sure. What's your take real quickly on Hard Knocks and starting to sing back up? I'm about over Hard Knocks. I don't know how you feel about it, the preseason. How can it be any better during a regular season when these teams shut down and don't really want anybody around?
Well, Amazon had a series called All or Nothing for several years. They did the Cardinals, the Rams, they did the Cowboys, and
did
the
Eagles.
Did they
do Eagles. Cleveland? Oh, I thought they did Cleveland.
No, that was Hard Knock. That okay. was the Hard Knock. This All or Nothing was the in-season complement created by NFL Films, but they would drop all episodes well after the season ended. And I remember one of my thoughts when that series was out and I enjoyed it was, I'd like to see these a little earlier. I don't care in July of the next year about what happened between September and December for a team the prior year. I'm thinking about moving forward. So if there's a way to do this on a more timely basis, this could be really good. It could be really good. Now, the problem is they're never going to show us anything they don't want to show us.
Right.
And we're never going to get the true reality. I remember when the Dolphins were on Hard Knocks, and Joe Philbin said, it's not reality if you know there's a camera there. It's never reality if you know there's a camera there. I remember one time they were doing something in the NBC viewing room on a Sunday, and they had cameras in there for some reason. Everybody changes when there's a camera and a microphone there. You're not your real self when you know that everything you do is being recorded. So we're never going to get the true unvarnished reality. But we are going to get at least a peek behind the curtain of the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I like it. When I saw there was going to be an announcement on the future of Hard Knocks, my first thought and hope was they're getting rid of it because the preseason version is over.
Yeah.
Maybe the in-season version is the right way to go.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, what week? Week five, week six, did he take the USC job? Or do you not believe that? He said no chance, but I don't believe Urban Meyer ever.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to be the Alabama coach.
Right.
I mean, come on. What else can he say? Think about it. He's asked the question, and the way he was asked the question, my God, Unfortunately for you, rumors have emerged linking you to the USC job. I'd like to give you a chance to refute them. I'm saying, dude, do you work for the Jaguars or do you cover the team? But he had horrible body language, no eye contact, and just said, no, there's no chance. You know, we were talking about this on PFT Live this week. He said, man, if you really want to convince people, you don't have to get mad at anybody, but you can show some passion. Hey, that part of my life is over. I'm here to coach the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm not leaving until they tell me to. This is my job. This is my present. This is my future, and I will not leave. I am here to turn this team around, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make this team into a perennial playoff team and a Super Bowl champion, and I want to deliver a Vince Lombardi trophy to the people in Jacksonville who have been waiting for it since 1995, and they deserve it. Why not give us something like that? How hard is that instead of acting like a kid who got in trouble for bringing, you know, a slingshot to school, and he's looking down when he has to meet with the principal over it? It was just weird to me that he didn't use that opportunity to really throw water on it. Because if there's any chance he wants that job, he's still going to say there's no chance. That's why Nick said what he said December 20th, 2006. You got games left to be played. You have to say you're not taking that job. Anything else is going to create a much bigger distraction for your team.
Mike, just to follow up on Urban, you know, he spent a lot of time. I know he spent time talking to Jimmy Johnson and some other guys. And now there's stuff coming up. He's trying to coach us like college guys with some of the stuff he's doing. Why? And Saban did some of the same stuff. He talked to guys like they're 18, 19-year-old kids. Like, you would think these guys, they do their homework going in and know they're dealing with. Even if he has a young team, you still got guys been in the league 3, 4, 5 years that have had success on bad teams to think that he can still coach that way. You think he's going to have to change to have success, or he keeps going the same way?
Well, he's going to have to change, because here's the thing. If you are successful with whatever you're doing, then guys will buy in and they'll just adapt to you. But if you're not successful, they're going to be reluctant. They're going to resist. They're going to push back. And it reminds me of all of the Belichick assistants who become head coaches and they say, I'm just going to be myself. And then they end up being Belichick because that's all they know. So Urban Meyer knows being a college coach. That's all he knows. He had never worked for an NFL team at any time. So why would he do anything other than what he already knows? And look, there's a reason why the Jaguars were the only team that was pursuing him aggressively. At one point, the Chargers came up, but I think that was just leverage to get him the best possible deal from Shad Khan. Khan got an idea that I'm going to go big name hunting, and he got Urban Meyer interested. And he paid Urban Meyer enough to do it. And we'll see what happens. And that's the other factor here that we can't overlook. We're going to be focused on whether or not Urban Meyer is going to pull the Bobby Petrino and disappear in the middle of the season. Shad Khan could decide, middle of the season, end of the season, anytime, that it's not working. And I'm going to admit my mistake instead of compounding it by keeping a guy around who I believe isn't suited to be here. So, hey, they're going to lose a lot of games this year based on how they played on Sunday. And they currently have a 16-game losing streak, and they are 4 losses away from becoming only the 3rd team in league history to lose 20 straight games.
Oh, wow. Not good.
Ouch. Yep. Mike, thank you as always.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you coming on this morning. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, and we're not done with football. Derm Smyth's going to join us, Miami Dolphins tight end. Talk to him a little bit about the team and going forward, getting ready for the Buffalo Bills this Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium, the home opener coming up. But first, I got to get you ready to go. You dragging a little bit? I'm dragging a little bit this weekend, but I'm going to pick it up. You know why? Because I have a drink that I really like, Edge Energy drink. Yep, delivered right to my front door within 30 minutes, which, by the way, I was surprised to see how quickly it got there. So now it's all iced up. Yeah, it's going to be for a few rum and vodka cocktails tonight, but I do want to talk to you about a little pick-me-up. If you're dragging during the day and you're not in the coffee thing, and you just want somebody to give you a pick-you-up, a little pick-me-up, right? Just to get rolling. Well, you're going to love the taste because it's delivered right to your front door. Cream soda, citrus taste with no aftertaste. And you put that combination together, less calories. I mean, it's fantastic. It's really got a good taste. And I just want to let you know, even if you're getting ready to do a workout and you're dragging here on a Friday or on the weekend, just have a little pick-me-up with Edge Energy Drink. It's brand new. And by the way, you don't have to worry about picking it up. It's coming right to you. Edge Energy Drink. Boy, all you have to do is go to liquorsplit.com right now. Within 30 minutes, the fastest, most affordable delivery service in the game right now. So cut the bull, man. Get the Edge. Edge Energy Drink today. Get yours at liquorsplit.com. That's liquorsplit.com. And they're going to take really good care of you. Get it iced up and have a few and tell me what you think. Best tasting energy drink I've ever had. Edge Energy Drink. It's a lifestyle.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.